The Ben Sora Remora is Neharag Al Shem Sofo. He really doesn't deserve death. He hasn't committed a capital crime. However, he's Neharag Al Shem Sofo. For the safety of society, for the safety of the victims of his future robbery and murder, we have to put him to death now. That's a classical understanding of Ben Sora Remora. He doesn't deserve death, but we kill him anyhow to protect ourselves, to protect society, to whom we are responsible. I believe, however, that the Rambam may downplay this element of Neharag Al Shem Sofo in Ben Sora Remora. And instead, the Rambam may believe that the Ben Sora Remora actually is receiving his punishment for the action that he performed, not for the actions that we are worried he will eventually perform. First of all, if one looks at the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Mamrim, where he discusses Ben Sora Remora, the Rambam never mentions Neharag Al Shem Sofo. It just doesn't come up. He neglects to mention it. In its place, what he says is that the Ben Sora Remora is killed because he ate an achila michu'eres, a disgusting achila. So it's as if a person were to eat a certain type of treif. Okay, admittedly it's different than eating treif, but he seems to be killed for the achila that he did, and not so much for what we're ultimately concerned about. Moreover, the Gemara tells us a number of halachos that it attributes to the fact that we're worried in certain circumstances that the Ben Sora Remora will become addicted to the achila that he did. But in many other circumstances, we're not worried that there's going to be an addiction. So the Gemara says if he ate it, you know, and it was a mitzvah, or he ate it and it was an avera, or he ate it and it was only from his, you know, father but not from both his parents, if he ate it, you know, if he stole it from the money from somebody else, or if he ate it in the reshus of his father, in all of those cases, he's not going to become addicted to this type of achila because he'll always be nervous and worried, or he won't be able to quite get the same amount, and therefore he's not going to be a Ben Sora Remora. He's not going to become addicted to it. Mimela, he's not going to have such a taiva to rob people and steal from people. Mimela, he's not going to come to murder people in order to satisfy his addiction. So basically, that's what the Gemara says. Go through Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph, you know, Daf Ayin and Ayin Aleph in Maseches Sanhedrin. There are a lot of things where the Gemara says you don't become a Ben Sora Remora if you eat it in this particular way because you won't become addicted. Lo mimshich basre, you're not going to become pulled after it. But if you look in the Rambam doesn't mention hamshacha. He doesn't mention addiction in the context of these things. Rather, in explaining them, he says no. This achila, dvarim harbe yeshba, there are many details that must be satisfied in order to punish a Ben Sora Remora. Vehein kulon halacha mipia kabbalah. They're all a halacha mipia kabbalah. The Rambam doesn't explain the reasoning behind it that the Gemara gives about addiction. He just says halacha mipia kabbalah. We have a misaira, that's what it means to be a Ben Sora Remora. There's actually only two contexts in which the Rambam mentions hamshacha or addiction. One of those contexts is where he says, gzeiras hakasuv hi. It's a gzeiras hakasuv that only a male child can become a Ben Sora Remora and not a female. And then he explains what's pshat in the gzeiras hakasuv. She'in darka lihimashich be'achilo shesiyah ke'ish. That it's harder, says the Rambam, for a woman to become addicted, at least to food and drink, than it is for a man. And then he brings the pasuk shenemar bein sora remora velo bas. So there he does seem to attribute pshat in the pasuk to the fact that women are less likely to become addicted, therefore they're not going to be netnash. But and then the second context in which the Rambam mentions it is where he says that if a person is ochel basar maliach biyom shlishi limlichaso. If he ate meat that was salted for 3 days already, that's very salty meat. Or shasa yayin migito, or he drank wine from the wine press straight, then he's potter. She'ein adam yachol li mashech bazeh. Because this is not something that a person can become addicted to. So the Rambam does mention addiction in these two contexts, but he omits it in far more contexts than we would have expected. And I believe that this is because the Rambam views the addictive quality of the Achilas Ben Sora Remora in a different sense than most classical Rishonim. Most Rishonim will understand that we kill him for our safety, because if he's addicted to this meat and this wine, and he ate it twice already, and we're worried he's going to keep on doing it because there's nothing to stop him. So then we're worried that he's going to come to murder people, and therefore we have to kill him. I think for the Rambam understands that an act of eating that's not going to cause him to become addicted, that act of eating is not considered such an achila michu'eres that he should be killed for. It's only an achila michu'eres if it's an act of eating that'll cause him to become addicted. The sibas achiyuv, the reason he's chayiv, is for the eating. However, it diminishes the cure, it diminishes the disgustingness of his action if it's impossible for him to become addicted to it. And it doesn't explain the difference or the gap or the divergence of the Rambam from the Gemara's rationale. Right? But I do think that within the Rambam, without knowing how exactly he got there from the Gemara, this is the explanation. That there are two circumstances where an achila is not considered an achila michu'eres because it's not addictive. In all of the other circumstances, the achila is michu'eres because it still has above the threshold of addictive quality that it needs. I think this may be pshat in the Rambam. A further raya can be brought to this from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The pasuk from which we learn out the Isra of Ben Sovra Remora is Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. Otherwise, there's no lav anywhere in the Torah that tells us that it's forbidden for a man, for a boy in between age of 13 and 13 and 3 months, to do these achilos that he's chayiv nisa on. And we know there's a rule that the Torah only gives death penalty if there's an azhara, if there's a warning, if there's a lav. So what's the lav for Ben Sovra Remora that lets him be chayiv nisa? It's the lav of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. That's what the Gemara tells us on Daf Samach Hei. The Rambam counts this as a mitzvah, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, that's the azhara for Ben Sovra Remora. The Ramban is bothered. In fact, the Ramban, this the Lo Sochlu Al Hadam seems like it's only referring to the first achila of a Ben Sovra Remora, the first time that he eats, for which he gets malchus. But the Misa comes on the second Achila that he does. It's on the second Achila, not on the first Achila. The first Achila is Chayev Malkos. That's what the Azhar of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam is referring to. What about the second Achila? Who says that the second Achila, the one that he's Chayev Misa on, who says that that Achila is Aser? Maybe only the first one is Aser. So the Ramban says, Al Karhoch, you have to say that there's two separate Azharos. There's one Azhar on the first Achila, one on the second Achila, and they both are learned out from Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. But the Rambam may not need to say that. The Rambam may say that Be'etzem, what he's chayef for, is the first Achila. It's the Maisa Achila. Not the combination, not the second Achila. It's the first Achila, which is also Achila Mechu'eres. It's the beginning of a chain. The second Achila is only a Tanai, which is necessary to be Megale on the Kior of the first Achila. You don't have to say quite in that language, but I think that's a basic idea. And therefore, the same Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, which is the Azhara for the first Achila, which gets Malkos, is also ultimately the Azhara on the Misa. Possibly. It's not Mukhach, but again, it shows that the Rambam places a certain focus on the Maisa Achila itself. It's not on the addictive, you know, quality that's going to cause him to eventually be a murderer. He's chayiv on the cure of the Maisa Achila. And the fact that it's addictive may simply just help to make the Maisa Achila more disgusting. So this possibly can explain a number of other divergences of the Rambam from the Gemara. Again, it's not clear. The Rambam must have had some other reading of the Gemara, as the Bach points out, or at the very least, he may have understood that there is a machlokas in one place about what the sod hachiyuv of Ben Sovra Remora is. Is it for the Maisa Achila, or is it for what we're, you know, for the protection of society? And then he'll say that a certain sogyos are going according to the Manda Amar, who says that a Ben Sovra Remora is nenes for the protection of society. But we who paskin that a Ben Sovra Remora is chayiv for his Maisa Achila, so perhaps we can reject those sogyos. That's a possibility. So what's going on? What's one of the discrepancies in the Rambam? The Gemara says that there's a difference between achila, which causes simcha, and achila, which causes addiction. For simcha, so let's say meat within the first 2 days already can still cause simcha. But for addiction, the meat has to be fresh. It can't be 2 days old, which causes simcha. It has to be fresh. The wine also. The Gemara says that in terms of simcha, wine that's older than 3 days is already going to cause simcha. But in terms of addiction, says the Gemara, or seems to say, so you need wine that's over 40 days old. Between 3 and 40 days, there is simcha, but there's no addiction. That's what the Gemara seems to say. The Rambam, however, seems to omit both of these requirements. The Rambam says that the parameters for simcha seem to be the same as the parameters for addiction. There's no difference between the two of them. So what's going on over here? So if you look in Hilchos Erev Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Gemara quotes it on Daf Ayin, on Erev Tisha B'Av, one is not supposed to eat meat and one is not supposed to drink wine. And there's a machlokas about how subjective or objective these two definitions are. So at least this is the Bach's interpretation of this machlokas. The Rav Yah says that the Isser is Mishum Simcha, and therefore anything which gives Simcha is Asr on Erev Tisha B'Av to eat, and anything which does not give Simcha is Mutar on Erev Tisha B'Av to eat. By the way, the Rav Yah holds like the Rambam in terms of this sugya, that Simcha and Ben Sora Mora are one and the same, that there's no separate standard in terms of addiction. So this is the Shitas HaRav Yah. In contrast, the Tur, and the Bach claims that Rashi also, believes that the standard on Erev Tisha B'Av is more subjective. And therefore, the Bach believes that the Tur holds that it's forbidden to eat chicken on Erev Tisha B'Av, even though chicken is not considered to be a simcha-causing meat. The Bach says there is something called ma'adon v'ta'anug from chicken. A person gets satisfaction and pleasure from eating chicken, and therefore it's forbidden to eat. Maybe there's no simcha, but there's still a satisfaction and pleasure. And similarly, the Torah says that in his days, in the days of the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, whom he gets his halacha from, so nobody ate fresh meat. Everybody's meat was already 2 days old. So therefore, says the Torah, even older meat that's older than 2 days is going to be asur to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av. And again, the Bach explains that the reason is because the standard on Erev Tisha B'Av is not a simcha standard, it's a satisfaction and pleasure standard. And this type of a standard, says the Bach, is far more inclusive than the standard of simcha. One might argue, however, the following for the Rambam. Just as the Tur believes that the standard of ma'adon v'ta'anug is a subjective standard and varies, whereas simcha and addiction, right, perhaps are objective standards that don't vary, the Rambam may understand that even simcha and addiction are standards which vary from one to another. When the Gemara was discussing about how old the wine or the meat has to be, it wasn't discussing it forever and for all time. That these are qualities in the meat. Either it is addictive or it's not addictive. There's a certain thing which is called an achila michu'eres. If something doesn't give you any simcha at all, if the wine is no sheikh, if the wine like puts a like bite, it's a biting wine, which is what Rashi says about wine which is less than 3 days old, that for sure is not an addictive wine. It doesn't even cause simcha. If meat is older than 3 days, so the taste already went out of it. That's what Rashi says. That's why shlomim, you can't be eaten after 3 days, because it doesn't have that taste anymore that gives simcha. So therefore, such wine and such meat for sure are low mashich. They're not going to be addictive. But anything else, anything which causes simcha, at least has the potential to be addictive. Now, in different times, in different places, it could be that people are accustomed to a much higher quality food, in which case they'll need a much better tasting food to be addicted. And in other places, they'll be accustomed to a lower quality food, in which case they'll need less. So the Rambam's giving the minimum standards. The Gemara is telling you that the standards can go up. The Shaila that the Gemara asks may have been limited to a particular time and place, but the Rambam could believe that the minimum is for sure wine under 3 days. It doesn't cause simcha ever. So therefore, it can't be addictive, and there's no cure in a Maisa Shasiyah of such wine. But any other wine above that, sometimes will be addictive, sometimes won't, and the judges have to judge it according to time and place.